go, dog.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And if it is Wednesday, it must mean Arsenio Hall is with us. Nice to see you, man.
It's Frangela night.
Look at you.
I'm Angela, and of course, you're Francis.
Yes. And now, by the way, this is the only person in Southern California. There's one guy in Southern California who is doing a live radio show while his television show is going on at the same time.
Look at you. It's exciting, man. I continue to forge history with my career.
Look at you. I mean, are you doing a movie after this or anything later tonight?
Yeah, I'm in Lethal Weapon 5 like at midnight.
If you turn on Channel 13... There he is. Look at you.
Yeah, but you got to watch it muted because it's really important that you listen to what we have to say.
Yes.
Here on the radio. Hey, man, a guy.
Or tape this. Or TiVo it or something.
What do you call it? What do the kids call it?
DVR, TiVo.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. Those are the words I'm looking for.
Channel 13
need.
Right now. It's they take all the funniest clips from around the world.
Well, they take stuff from the internet. Yeah. They take small, short films from young directors. It's actually a cool show, and we're trying to escape just ripping off, just flat ripping off America's Funniest Videos. Because Channel 13, I mean, in the meeting, they said, hey, let's steal it and do it. And I said, come on, come on, guys. Let's try to do something unique and new. So we're forging forward with constantly new things from the internet.
You look great up there, man. Suit out, that red tie, and that red jacket, that red shirt, man. Look hot.
Hey, is that a syringe in my arm? But don't turn it on, guys. Don't turn it on. TiVo it. Or turn it on and listen to us because, first of all, Tim, I got to tell you something. A guy, I'm in an elevator, right, at the Four Seasons. Magic is doing a thing with Larry Bird because it's been like 20 years since they did their thing on the national stage. And they're coming out with a book about their rivalry and an HBO special that will also sync up with the project, right?
Right.
So, you know, they're interviewing me and asking me questions about Irvin. And there was a break. I go downstairs to my car. I come back up. I'm with my son. And I get in the elevator. There's another guy in the elevator. And it looks pretty normal. And understand I'm from the ghetto. I'm a little jittery. You know, I haven't been
about elevators.
you're hilarious. But I'm jittery because, you know, even though it's been 30 years and I've been living a pretty privileged life most recently, I'm still very jittery. I still have
especially
my
when instincts. Your kids around you.
Yeah. And that's the thing I'm really getting to. My kids standing there, and the guy says, he looks at me, he looks at the kid, he looks at me, he looks at the kid, and then he reaches into his belt. And there's a, you know, clearly not his back pocket or his front pocket, in his belt. And all of a sudden, I said, this guy is about to shoot us.
Oh, Jesus.
And I push my son to the right, and I reach out towards the guy, and he pulls out what looked like a .38 revolver, but it was a squirt gun. I noticed the orange part.
Oh, Jesus.
There's an orange thing that lets you know it's a toy gun.
Right.
And I... In that split second, it's amazing how you become manic.
Oh, yeah.
And you think about just falling on the ground and screaming like a woman.
How close were you to putting him down?
I was real close. But basically, I think my instinct, I reached for him. I reached for his wrist. And then I felt stupid because the guy is showing my son a squirt gun. And he says, hey, isn't this cool? I'm going up to my friend's room right now, and I'm going to get him real good. And I saw the stopper in the side where the water goes in. But he don't know. Yo, you almost got your ass whipped. And you're lucky it's just me and my son, because usually I roll with people who are very jittery about continuing to be in my life and have their checks paid. You know, have their checks written out weekly. Right. I got people around me, you know, assistants that know martial arts. And if they think the check could end, you know, you might get grappled.
Right, that's how it ends too,
they jump all over your ass. It was just very weird.
He's
it was
lucky
a weird moment.
He didn't get killed.
Absolutely, because there
who
are
the
other
Christ
elevators
does that in that hotel though.
And what's weird is he was carrying it in his back belt area where you carry a gun. I thought it was about to go down.
Right.
I thought it was about to go down. So me and my son, now we've gone into a training situation. We're working on what to do in those situations and what we both should be doing. And, you know, what he will do to the lower extremities of a man and what I'll be doing. And we're going to start training for it.
It's like the Three Stooges in there. You give him the old woo-woo-woo.
Why, yada. No, but it was very weird. It was a weird moment. And it just, you and I are always talking about how you become so protective over your kids, you know? Yeah. And all of a sudden I'm like, he's got a gun! You know?
Well, you know, even in, you know, I was eating on Sunday at Baroni's out there in the valley. And about a year ago, Baroni's was held up by a couple of guys. They came in on a Sunday night or Saturday night and held up the restaurant, took wallets and, you know, money and crap. And so I'm still, even at a restaurant, like at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I'm looking at that door, you know, see who's coming through that door. Yeah. I mean, it's a weird feeling, but you never know in Los Angeles, you know, when you're going to get popped.
Especially in the Valley, because often that opening scene in Pulp Fiction keeps me from enjoying my meal. You know, because I'm like, you know, Samuel Jackson in a toupee is going to run in here, and it's going to be some hell.
All right, we have a breaking story here. Paula Abdul has had a stalker, and that stalker is now deceased.
Paula's life is so different than my own. You know, recently I found a crow in a rat trap out in front of my house. But other than that,
right.
You know, there's never any deaths, you know, in my little show business world.
Yeah. Well,
in front of my house.
This is a bad vibe out there. It's a former contestant of the hit television show American Idol has been found dead outside the Los Angeles home of Paula Abdul, the singer who stars also as a judge on the series. I was watching KNBC Channel 4 earlier, and they said she's a singer, a dancer, and a judge. They didn't mention American Idol, so I didn't know if they thought she was a Superior Court, Supreme Court. I don't know what they thought.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, she lives out in Sherman Oaks. I guess we can mention that, right?
Well, she probably would prefer us not to, but, you know.
Well, it was on the news.
She probably hates everything we say about her.
Well, she probably still loves you. I mean, you know, anytime... You know, you get into a chick's life, man. They never forget it. That's the word on the street.
I would like to cap off that thought with straight up not tell me.
All right. Well, it's a bad deal out there. U.S. news sites, I guess that's the website here, or U.S. news, reported that the body of a woman discovered in the car parked outside of Abdul's home in Sherman Oaks yesterday was Paula Goodspeed.
Now there is irony.
Yeah.
The other woman, the lady who's deceased, is named Paula also.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? And evidently she was obsessed with Paula Abdul. But Goodspeed, who apparently was infatuated with Abdul.
As I was, by the way.
had been mocked by the TV show's judges. And when she performed Proud Mary in her audition, and we'll have that for you as well. But here's another connection to it. My wife knew this young lady who killed herself.
Whoa.
Yeah. Your
wife didn't date her, though. I mean,
I don't think so.
I'm still a little closer to this murder.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're much closer to it than my wife. But did you know this girl at all? Do you know this woman?
No, I have seen footage of her today from her auditions. You know what? Okay, God bless her. I hope she rests in peace. Tim, she looks crazy, man. She when you look, you know,
I haven't seen her yet. Is she white, black, Hispanic?
She appears to be other. White. White.
White, okay.
Yeah, white. She could be, yeah, something white. And she looks crazy. I mean, I looked at her, I'm like, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. Well, here to talk a little bit more about it is my wife, Jennifer Conway. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, can we put you on 97.1 FM Talk?
Sure.
I got to ask permission.
Thank goodness.
Hey, so how did you know? Did you start a fan club for Paula with this woman?
Mm-hmm. I'm the number two fan.
Oh, boy.
No, actually, it's funny. I worked at a flower shop in the Valley for a few years.
Right.
And she started coming in, I think, right after or during the year that she got cast off. And she would buy flowers for Paula Abdul. And she would write out all these cards. And when she first came in, she was with, I think it must have been her dad and maybe a niece or something. I'm not sure, but a younger girl. I don't know why I remember all this. Probably because she was so crazy that it just stuck in my head. But she referred to her as Aunt Paula.
Is that right?
Yeah. So,
I was nude on a Four Seasons balcony one time and I screamed Aunt Paula. But that's another story.
Wow. Hey, now, but she didn't have Paula Abdul's address, did she?
No, she was sending it to, I think, was probably like maybe a mailboxes, et cetera.
Oh, I see.
And it was always in care of what I would assume was her manager or, you know, I don't know, somebody in her team.
Right.
But
how often would she buy flowers for Paula? More often than Arsenio?
I was once a week with mine.
Well, she was like that occasionally, but she would go on major holidays, but she would also come in just randomly, like maybe I'd say once a month. And every time she came in, she was crazier and crazier. She would have procedures done, like to have her lips all plumped up. And then she came in with her braces on her teeth, you know, because she was straightening. Hmm. And then she came in with bigger boobs. And it was
now
just
we're
getting
talking.
Crazier and crazier. But, you know, I don't know if I should admit this, but whatever. I would read the cards. Because
that's your wife.
Yeah. Well, but you said that occasionally, you know, she would also call up and tell you what to write in the card.
Yeah, she would. But when she'd come in, she would buy stuffed animals, you know, balloons, all this stuff. And she probably spent, I'd say, like an average of $50-$60 every time she came in.
Did she come from money, you think?
I don't know. It's weird. She was getting money somehow. I don't know what she was doing to get it, but
you know, it's too bad that this woman didn't get, you know, the help that she needed, because, you know, it seems like without that Paul Abdul, Paul Abdul Jones, that she otherwise was pretty normal.
I don't know that I'd befriend her.
Hey, Tim, I'm trying to look at the bright side.
Don't forget about the help the last woman who sang Proud Mary got. We don't. Maybe we should call Ike. Is Ike alive?
Yeah.
Ike died.
But
Ike's gone.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, so tell us more about this woman. Was she young? Was she old?
Yeah, she was young. I think she probably was 19 or 20. Maybe she was in her definitely young 20s when she first started coming in, and it was just one of those things where you almost looked forward to her monthly visit. You know, she was just kind of wacky, and everyone would talk about her after she left. And I mean, I'm really sorry she, you know, went to this extreme. But
well, it says here Mrs. Goodspeed's mother had gone to the sheriff's department to report her daughter missing and advised them that she might be suicidal. So the parents knew about this, and the parents evidently knew about her, her affection for Paula Abdul.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy that they didn't get her any help. Because this, like I said, this has been going on since, I think the year she went in to American Idol was 2002 or 2003.
Now, do you think that, did she have her Paula Abdul obsession before she went on American Idol?
Oh, I never chatted her up on it. I don't know.
Hey, Jen, it says in this article she's 30 years old, so maybe she was trying to constantly look younger.
Ah.
That's very possible. I could have swore she was very young 20s when she came in. But she would come in and she would sing whatever there was a song on the background, whatever. She would sing it aloud, I mean, you know, and just like kind of dance. And she was talking about how her music career was taking off. And, you know, you just sit there and say, that's great.
She went right to the part of killing herself. She was like, I'm going to go right to the end of the Hendrix story, you know?
It's kind of sad, but I'm surprised somebody didn't see this coming. I mean,
you did. I mean, and you worked at a flower shop.
Honestly, when this is probably embarrassing, but I have the RSS feed for Star Magazine.
Right.
So every morning when I wake up, I see, like, what's going on. And when I saw the headline, I was like, it's this girl. It's Paula Goodspeed. I just knew it was.
You remember the name?
Oh, yeah. I'll always remember that name. I mean, it's just they're both Paula, and, you know, Goodspeed's kind of easy to remember.
You know, it is too bad. And maybe it's just because, you know, now I have a daughter. I'm not such a, you know, I'm not the a-hole I used to be. But it's too bad that again, that either the family or friends, that nobody recognized how much she was into Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
And how far she would be willing to go.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to hear the Paula Abdul statement? Paula Abdul was not at home when the woman was found, but released a statement saying she is deeply shocked and saddened. She's deeply shocked and saddened.
I bet she's not. I bet she's saddened, but she can't be shocked.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the first half of that might be the publicist talking.
Right. But, you know, that's also, you know, it could have gone on a completely different way. Let's say Paula Abdul was home. Mm-hmm. You know, and this woman evidently had a gun or means to kill herself.
I think she OD'd.
Oh, she OD'd?
Yeah, she didn't shoot herself. She OD'd.
Oh, well, then that's there's no way you can shove pills down Paula's throat.
Well,
it's probably already too crowded.
So what was the drug of choice for Miss Goodspeed?
It didn't say, and again, I never really chatted her up, so I don't know.
And where did she get the drugs?
We got to check the mailbox for fingerprints on front of Paula's house. Hey, who said that?
Ah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's all over the internet. You know, I went today. There was a great lunch today for Ron Blasek, one of our great engineers who passed away last week. And so I didn't really get this story until I got home. And I got home, I said to my wife, I said, "Hey, do you know there's a chick that killed herself out in front of Paula Abdul's house?" And my wife said, "I know her." And my instant thought was, "How well do you know her?" And
wait a minute, Jen, when you first discovered this, you didn't run to Tim immediately to tell him this?
I did. I went to go call
him. I
wasn't
home.
And I realized that he was probably still in his meeting, and I thought, I can't really break into a meeting for this kind of news.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to me first.
So. Oh, man. So anything else interesting about this young lady? I mean, was she nice to you? Did she pay in cash, credit card?
She always paid in cash.
Yeah. When she made her boobs bigger, did they go from what to what?
Yeah.
Oh, she was probably an A to a C. They felt nice, but...
Whoa. Hey, you're still in the air, Ben.
Yeah.
All right, so she went from an A to a C.
Probably.
And did she sort of try to look like Paula Abdul? I mean, cut her hair like Paula's?
She kind of, sometimes, you know how, well, I don't know, Paula Abdul would wear her hair up in a high ponytail?
Right.
She would do that. And then, sometimes she came in, I just remembered, she would have cornrows sometimes.
Interesting.
So, which was quite interesting. But she always had, she was very spangly, you know, she always had very, you know, a lot of glitter on her face and very sparkly.
You know what the newspaper, what the LA Times said was, on the day when she wore the cornrows, she would sit in front of Stevie Wonder's house. I think that's what they said, but I don't read well.
Well, evidently she was a major fan. Did she talk about Paula when she was, you know, buying her flowers and gifts?
Not really. I mean, she would always, by the time she started coming in the second or third time, we just knew. She didn't even have to tell us where, you know, she would just go for Paula. And so we would just, you know, put it up in the computer or whatever, it all came up. But she would sometimes, you know, talk about her and how much she loved her. And I think she sent her on her birthday, on Paula Abdul's birthday, and she was like, "It's Paula's birthday, and I'm sending her flowers and balloons." And
I feel bad for this girl. She obviously is, needed some help. And, nobody thought the obsession was that grave.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how true this is, but a friend of mine told me that the girl had OD'd in front of Paula's house on a previous day.
Really?
Really?
That's the second time.
Yeah. Now that comes from the Black Hotline. That didn't come from a news source.
This is how unbelievable the Black Hotline is. This happened yesterday or late last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from Arsenio Hall this morning. Before it was on the Drudge Report, before People Magazine, before, you know, U.S. News, AP, nobody had this story. And you know, Arsenio Hall says there's a dead woman outside of Paula Abdul's house. It was a suicide.
Can I sign up for the Black Hotline instead of Star Magazine?
Yeah, yes. The Black Hotline's great.
I got to give her the number. you know.
All
right, and you got to use the name J-Con when you call him. Otherwise,
absolutely.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. No, that is unreal. Well, I know you got a kid there. You got a daughter, right?
Yeah.
You got to tend to her. Huh?
You should see her.
Jesus Christ.
All right, baby. Thanks for coming on.
Yep.
And you
great
take care
guest.
Of yourself.
Great guest.
Okay.
All right.
Talk
there
to
she
guys
goes.
Later.
All right,
J-Con.
Bye. Man, that is that's an unreal story, you know. That this I guess it's not that unreal and not unusual, but stalkers, that's like a weird, you know, sort of vibe that I'm not into anybody that much. I mean, even like ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, yeah. So you've never been a stalker?
I have never even come close. I'm trying to think of if I haven't even had a stalker. I mean,
back to you though.
Like, I never had an ex-girlfriend.
But you've never had a stalkerish moment? Never, I want to see what he looked like, or I'm going to see where she going, or.
Never.
I'm going to go back to the restaurant and see if she there. Come on.
No. No, I mean, I have done that.
Like what? What?
Well, my ex-girlfriend used to work in Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the restaurant she used to work in. And when she broke up with me, I remember like a month later, I was driving up north. I think I was going to like, I don't know, San Francisco or something with a buddy. And we were going to hang up there and watch. Oh, I know it was. Mm-hmm. It was with my brother. My brother Jake and I were going to drive up to watch a Dodger game at Giant Stadium.
Okay.
Up in San Francisco. And I just happened to pull off the freeway and I go, oh, that's the restaurant that my ex-girlfriend used to work, you know, still works at. And I went in there to see if she was in there. You know, just to say, hey, but I wasn't going to. And then she wasn't there and I moved on.
Okay, then I'll move on. Have you ever had a
stalker? But you know, that's not true, dude. Now that you mention this, uh-huh. I did go by her house to see if her car was there.
Yeah, because see, I didn't know whether you wanted to explore this, but we all have had that girl where the punani was so spectacular that we act crazy for a minute.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the deal. I think she just got us a good deal at Sizzler.
Oh, that's stop it. No, see, now why don't you want to admit that maybe there was something that, and you were with?
I really liked her, but it wasn't because the sex was great. I really just, you know, like was in love with that chick.
Have you ever been whipped? Mm. Have you ever been pee whipped?
Oh, yeah. 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 It's tough.
It's tough.
I mean, you're younger, you know, when you're older, you just assume that, you know, every woman is sort of technically the same. I mean, give or take 5%, right?
Right. There's nobody with like a little helicopter engine inside the vagina. You know, it's like, that's why it's so good. You hear it. Listen to that engine noise. You know, yes.
And her poo nanny.
Have you ever stalked or been stalked? And you want to admit it on the air here. How crazy are you? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You got a problem with a stalker? And we come back. We're going to play Paula Goodspeed's American Idol audition.
Right on.
Maybe you'll remember this.
Proud Mary.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. I'm sitting here watching Arsenio Hall in person on 97.1 FM Talk and on TV on Channel 13. It's way too much Arsenio.
Yeah. I think people.
It's a lot of Arsenio.
People who like me and are close to me are saying, that's enough on Wednesdays, bruh.
But Channel 13, flip your TV on right now. There's some hysterical videos there. And hey, the star of the show is Arsenio Hall. He happens to be with us, and we're live.
Boom.
97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday.
Yeah, man. This is the light of my life.
Is that right?
Wednesday from 8 to 11. We have a good time.
Yeah.
And you're very good at this.
Oh, please.
So you make it easy to hang. And I have fun. I really enjoy it. I'm a sap.
This is appointment listening on Wednesdays.
It's appointment talking for me.
People make an appointment to tune in on Wednesday to hear Arsenio Hall.
You and I together. No, it's not me. You and I. It's you and I together. Together, I really believe we're like what Cosby used to be for America.
Is that right? Yeah,
appointment entertainment.
There
just something
you go.
That's
fantastic.
Necessary.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I love how both of us are so, so easy to take compliments. It's like somebody punching us in the face.
Yeah, let's give a compliment to someone else. Paula Goodspeed, we really enjoyed the Proud Mary rendition.
Yes. You've been stalked. You're stalking somebody. What is the obsession with that? I mean, I never understood that. I think, you know, I understand driving by somebody's house and looking, you know, see if their car's there, or, you know, popping into where they work to say, hey. But when
I used to go to the place where I knew Sharon Tate walked her dog. And it'd be like,
yeah, your house.
Like, I mean, Sharon, how you passing the mailbox? How did this happen?
How did this happen? All right. Jackie Johnson's listening right now. She goes, oh, I got to move.
Just take that ring off and we'll be straight.
All right. Here is Paula Goodspeed on American Idol. Hold on, folks.
Inside, we were hoping some talent would shine through.
I'm Paula Goodspeed, and I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I'm a student. Oh, yeah, definitely. I really think I'm a pop star. They call me fashion genius, I guess.
They do? Who calls you that?
Everybody. I go to entertainment school, my modeling teacher, and she's like, she's been in the business for a while.
Right on.
And she's like, how did you, like, come up with that? I mean, it just barely fits. You know, you have to carry yourself certain way.
What is she saying? What did they call her? What was the term they call her?
A fashion genius.
Fashion genius.
Jesus Christ.
Right. I mean, it fits. It just barely fits. You know, you have to carry yourself a certain way. You have to have a certain personality to be able to carry my look off.
Now, see, that should have been a sign to the family and her friends that she's a little over the top. Anytime you compliment yourself and you talk about how great you are at that age,
yeah,
or at any age. I mean, when's the last time you complimented yourself on anything?
Not even close to a compliment. Usually, I look in the mirror, I constantly think suicide. That's where I'm at.
I think that's totally normal. I think the people compliment themselves are really bizarre. You know, it's like, hey, look what I did.
Yeah.
That's where I think that comes from and I don't know if I stole that from somebody. I think I did. But when somebody starts complimenting themselves, the best thing to say to them is, hey, look at you. Hey, you bought a brand new car. Hey, look at you. I think I stole that from my Wernick. All right, here's more of this Paula Goodspeed. Here we go.
And where on earth could she have gotten the inspiration for this style?
I really like Paula Abdul a lot. She's really cool.
Did she mispronounce the name? Paula Abdullah?
On earth could she have gotten the inspiration for this style?
I really like Paula Abdul a lot.
What's his
a
name
lot.
Again?
A lot. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot.
Oh, Paula Abdul a lot.
Yeah.
I really like Paula Abdul a lot.
Oh,
she's really cool.
But I like it your way better. I mean, Paula Abdullah.
Paula Abdullah.
I really like Paula Abdul a lot. She's really cool. I'm like a really big fan, and I make life-size drawings of Paula. I've been drawing ever since I was a little kid.
Uh-oh. Now, see, didn't her parents hear her say that on the TV set? Didn't they look at her audition?
As a matter of fact, isn't someone holding a microphone in front of her?
Yeah, and it's on the most popular show in the nation.
Yeah,
her parents are going to claim they missed that?
I'm thinking somebody on the staff should have called 911.
Life-size drawings of Paula Abdul. Now, every time somebody now auditions for Randy, Paula Abdul, and the English dude, isn't they say, you know, I love Paula Abdul, isn't she going to think to herself,
exactly.
The next chick who's pulling in front of my house?
Okay, now, there's another issue here that I just knew you would begin to talk about, but you haven't said anything. Everybody's kind of insinuating that because these judges tease people, that could be one of the problems. And
oh, yeah.
If not now, eventually somebody is going to meet an untimely demise because of the ridicule.
I bet anything that they're frisked before they get in there, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Randy says, you know, you're too pitchy, dog, and then bang, it's over.
Yeah. And when you kill somebody over you're too pitchy, dog, because imagine what Simon could do to you if too pitchy dog would drive you.
Well, you know, this eventually was going to happen because you're dealing with the most vulnerable people in the United States. People who are wildly delusional. You know?
See, now this may be wrong, but I always feel that anyone in a line is crazy. Now, that could be
movie line.
Come on now. When is the last time you were in a line and you were like, no, this is not insane. Well, it's not insane at all.
I think you're right. If you're in a line of three people from McDonald's, you're cool.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in a line out in Hollywood to see a new movie or to sleep over to watch a Star Wars, you're right. If you're in a line of more than 10 people, you're nuts.
And then here's when it really disturbs me. When I see people sitting in the mall in a line.
Right.
I've seen people at a bookstore or in the old days, Tower Records, sitting in a line.
Yeah. And waiting sometimes for a new video game to come out.
Yeah.
I saw that the other night on La Brea. Drove home around midnight and there's a line out in front of Best Buy for a new video game that came out.
I was real close to doing that for Madden, the Madden with Brett Favre on the cover. But Randy introduced me to somebody who got me one.
Okay.
I love Madden. Yeah. I love it.
You wouldn't know where he lives?
Huh? I love the game, Tim.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll
kill myself.
Just check it.
I'll kill myself in front of your house when it's time.
Right. Take me with you. All right. Here is more of Paula Goodspeed. And she was found dead in front of Paul Abdul's house, evidently a suicide. She's a big fan of Paul Abdul's.
And I make life-size drawings of Paula. I've been drawing ever since I was a little kid. And my first drawing was of Paula Abdul. You know I love
you. Brace yourself, Paula. Your number one fan is on the way.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Hi, come on in.
How are you?
Nervous.
What's your name?
Paula.
Paula.
And my name.
You had it first.
What? Paula's turned into using her parrot voice.
Jesus Christ. Paula.
And my name.
You had it first.
And what's my name?
Was that Paul Abdul saying that?
I think it was.
Or
let's hear it one more time.
Nervous.
What's your name?
Paula.
Paula.
And my name.
Yeah, it is Paula.
You had it first, so, okay.
Yeah. It's a similarity here.
Huh?
More than just the name.
Ooh, now look at now, listen.
He's playing with her right now.
But you know what? This is so weird. I mean, this is, you know, listening to this is so odd. You almost get goosebumps because if these three judges who have never met this girl before in their life sense that there's some weird obsession with Paul Abdul, how did her family ignore it for 25 years or 30 years?
Christ.
How did that happen?
You know, you bring up a good point. I got a feeling there's some people someplace who might have been saying, you know, she's crazy. Or, you know, she might be one of those girls whose family has nothing to do with her.
That's possible.
Don't forget, they said her mother went looking for her after she had been missing for, she had reported her missing. It doesn't say how long they waited.
No. But that is, it is odd that these three judges who, you know, just met this woman, and they meet thousands of people, picked up on her obsession with Paula Abdul.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be nice, but I told you, when I saw her on the news today, I saw her picture, first thing was, I didn't say, ooh, nice breasts. I wonder if she's done Botox. I immediately said, she's crazy.
Was that
Madam,
right?
You are f***ing nuts.
That's really what I said.
All right, here's Paula Goodspeed auditioning on American Idol.
More than just the name. I could say there's a similarity.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see it, definitely.
I take it as a compliment because you're beautiful.
No, I meant it as a compliment, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And what are you going to say?
Proud Mary by Ike and Tina Turner.
Fabulous.
Oh, that's a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. It was worried about the way
now I feel sad.
But it will keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Whoa.
Rolling. Rolling on a river. Said we're rolling.
Wow.
There is a similarity.
See, come on. They knew
That's
that
great.
Day.
That's a great line. Yeah, there is a similarity.
Rolling on a river.
There is a similarity.
Oh, Carl, stop it.
Paula.
Okay, I thought you meant me. Oh, my God.
No, Paula or Paula?
Yeah.
Well, Paula, speechless. Don't know what to say.
Is it good or bad?
You know,
I swear, if you can hear this, I mean, you know, you can see it on the video, but you can't hear it. You can hear Paula giving this woman her address in a rolled up piece of paper.
There is a similarity.
Oh, Carl, stop it.
Paula.
Okay, I thought you meant me. Oh, my God.
No, Paula or Paula?
Yeah.
Well, Paula,
right here.
Speechless. Don't know what to say.
Is it good or bad?
You know, nah, it's not a great thing.
Was that the sound of a piece of paper, or did Paula start to drool and slup it back up into her mouth?
And Paula, this is probably where the suicide started. As soon as Paula Abdul told Paula Goodspeed, it's not good. That's where I think the heart was busted initially. Well, all right, here we go. This is more of Paula Goodspeed.
Nah, it's not a great thing.
It's not a good thing by being speechless.
this time, no.
Okay.
No?
Randy?
That was terrible.
What was that? But I don't think any artist on earth could sing with that much metal in your mouth anyway. You have so much metal in your mouth.
She's got braces. It's not so much metal.
Yeah, but it's metal.
It's braces. Yeah. People have them.
People have braces.
Yeah, but can you sing with all those?
Yes.
Yeah, people can.
That's like a bridge. I mean, it's...
What?
Could I do another song to show you something different?
No.
No.
No. Nope. Randy, yes or no?
No to Hollywood.
That was too pitchy.
Oh, yeah, it was way too pitchy, dog.
Too
it
pitchy,
was
dog.
Too, and then
if he uses the word pitchy, I'm going to point to that as the reason this woman commits suicide. But we'll see.
Randy, yes or no?
No to Hollywood.
Paula.
I'm sorry, Paula, no.
It's a no. But nice to meet you.
Thank you, Paula.
And the love affair is over.
He can go, okay, because, I mean, I don't even care.
How did she get through the metal detector?
Oh,
I mean, it must have gone crazy.
I mean, I was pitchy on a couple of notes. Big deal. There's a lot of people they send to Hollywood that can't even really hold a note. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not over. I'm not
going to
stop saying.
Uh-oh. Now, how many times have you said that to a girl when she broke up with you, Tim?
Yeah.
It's not over.
Not over, baby. Not until your tires are flat.
Really holding out. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not over. I'm not going to stop singing just because you don't like my voice. And as far as you want original, you want someone original with a unique voice. Well, you just passed it up. I'm sorry. Peace out.
Strange way to start the day.
Wow. Everybody nailed her as strange. I wonder why her family didn't. Maybe they did. Maybe they tried to help her and they failed. Who knows? That's too bad, though. Paula Goodspeed. Godspeed.
Yeah, that was
thank
cute.
You very much.
I like that.
All right, we'll take some of your phone calls when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us in studio also on Channel 13 right now.
Yes, I'm on Cops.
You can't avoid him tonight. You got a TV or radio, man. He's going to be on it.
Turn to me on Cops. I'm shirtless. Just totally wigged out on crack, and I'm laying on the ground. You got to see this. While we're in commercial, watch.
Yeah, turn on Channel 13.
I love all that right. Crack.
This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with my good friend, Arsenio Hall, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Baby, since we never, ever agreed, you like the movies. Just step forward. I think you step.
Now back to Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall.
You go, dog.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, so make sure you write that down in your BlackBerry or iPod.
By the way, this is even worse news than the Paula Goodspeed thing. In front of Randy Jackson's house, they found Rush Limbaugh alive.
I think Randy Wang will eventually be kill himself in front of your house.
You know what?
The hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, you buy his CDs. You're constantly Googling him and looking him up on the internet.
No,
you
know I'm a fan, but I see the guy every week.
And by the way, let's really back off this and think of it. Randy does this for you because Randy knows if he Googles me and buys old stuff that I made, eventually Tim will have something he can mock me with.
No, that's not true. What was my reaction when you bought that old CD of Arsenio's?
You said it was great, but you said we got to get his permission before we play any of it. But, you know, I
said if Arsenio doesn't want to play it, we're not playing it because I know. Because he also looks at the old crap of mine. Uh-huh. And throws it on the air.
It's all
well.
For the show. I do stuff for the show. I am a big fan of Arsenio's. I love Arsenio. He really, really helped me out when my grandmother died. He really, you know.
Oh, that's back when I first met you. Yeah, way
when
back.
When we first met, we were doing the Arsenio and Sam show. And while we were doing the show, I got a call from my brother and my grandmother died. And he really helped console me and, you know, helped me get through that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
Well, you know what, though?
That was before weed.
That was way before weed.
You know what? Now that he has,
now you don't need it.
Now that he has headband 707 Purple Kush, yeah. He don't need me as a friend no more.
Nah. Now you're just, you know, bothering his bong time.
Now I just sit back, get high, listen to Chunky A, and watch old clips on YouTube.
That's when Chunky A is best. That's when it's best.
Steve in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey guys.
Hey, you were stalked, dude?
Yeah.
By a guy or a girl?
Both, actually. Well, I think both. Sometimes I'm not sure. Because they're a little androgynous, if you know what I mean.
Got it. Thanks for using the... that's like Malibu Dan used to say. Malibu Dan used to use that term, you know what I mean.
The A word? Oh.
And he never used colorful language enough to where he had to have actually say that. Like, he would say this. He'd go... I'm going to the men's room to take a dump, if you know what I mean.
You know what?
I think I got it. I put it together.
I know Malibu Dan, and I know he says that often in lieu of a way to finish a sentence, but it's not quite the way it is. I know, Randy, have you ever seen LL Cool J interview?
Yeah.
LL Cool J, one time in a 5-minute interview, licked his lips 14,000 times and said, know what I mean, 27 times.
I seen that.
Know what I mean? If he wasn't so big and strong, I would have beat the hell out of him. Know what I mean? Yes, I know what you mean. All you said was you sampled.
It was on your show?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus know what Christ.
Mean? Know what I mean? And he kept licking his lips. And, you know, I mean, I didn't know whether to take off my clothes or give him some chapstick. You know? Know what I mean? Don't you say that no more!
Malibu Dan, honest to God, he would say to me, we worked at the old building, I'm going across the street to the sandwich place to get myself a little dinner, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
No, explain it.
I put that all together.
No, explain it. The eating process, the walking in the restaurant process. Explain the whole thing to me so I'll understand you.
Went to the movies last night and saw an unbelievable movie, if you know what I mean. Yeah, boy.
Took the chick back home, had a Levitra, if you know what I mean.
All right. Steve, I apologize. Go ahead, sir.
No problem, man. Anyway, I do voices for cartoons, and
Which cartoons?
Well, there's a couple on Cartoon Network right now that I'm on Saturday nights. One, they're both anime shows, English dubbed Japanese animation stuff. And the people themselves already are just kind of wacky. Out there, kind of like Paula Goodspeed or Goodwin or whatever her name is.
Right.
But there, you know, and I leave myself kind of open because there's a fan club on MySpace. So, you know, I try and filter out as much as I can. But, you know, after a while, you just click people and just say, you're my friend, even though that is a very whacked definition of friend. But,
back up for a second. I don't know what she's saying. What's the fan club?
There's a fan club on MySpace that's kind of regulated by myself and a couple of other...
And who are they fans of? You?
Yeah, oh. Yeah. And so there's this one guy who I won't say his actual name. I'll just say Jesse. But he doesn't actually show a picture of himself. He just has a picture of a Power Ranger, like a green Power Ranger.
You know how ironic we were talking. We were actually talking about Paula Goodspeed,
right?
And Johnny Goodweed called me. With some kind of bizarre story.
Yeah.
What was that?
I mean, how about doing an hour talking about Paula Goodspeed and the first caller is weirder than her? All right. Speaking of Paula, our own Gina Grad, who's a big fan of Paula Abdul. News at 9. What's going on with that news?
Well, Tim, Muslims might start to feel a little unwelcome in Pennsylvania, and John McCain might be headed for a career in comedy. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Ooh, look at that. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. You got about 5 minutes left to see him on Channel 13, then continue to listen to him on 97.1 on your radio.
Shout out to Paula Abdullah.
Yes. All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every single Wednesday. Arsenio Hall is here, and we're live at 97.1 FM.
I'm taking over the whole rap game. Don't challenge me, because that would be insane. I'm incredible. I make you think and make you laugh. LL Cool J asked me for my autograph. I'm the best, and that's a fact. I got more mic moves than X-Lax, linguistic specialist, a czar, a king with a groove that slams, I can do anything. I cut deep, like Nicki Giovanni, that's why I make a whole lot of money. Got a boat, a Rolls, a Ferrari for speed. I got a home in Rome that I don't even need. I'm state of the art, you know it's my world. Your date tomorrow, tonight is my girl. I'm the future, and you're the past. Don't even think about a fight, you're too light in the ass. I'm living large. Large, and in charge. Chunky A is large, and in charge. The Chunky Man is large, and in charge. Don't even try, sucker. 97.1 FM.